Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Good morning, everybody. Today, in our new radio session, we are going to talk about sustainable development goals that were decided in the summit, which has held on the 25th, 26th and 27th of September 2015 in New York, where more than 150 world leaders met. Today, we are going to talk about Sustainable Development Goal 1, which is one of the biggest challenges of humanity. This goal pursues the eradication of poverty in all of its forms. In order to talk about the topic, I have invited my friends called Ona and Venka to discuss about the different forms of poverty in the world. But first of all, let's start by getting to know a little bit more about our guest. Ona, Venka, welcome to our program and please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Ona from Finland. I go to high school for the second year and I'm 17 years old. I live in a small village in southern Finland with my family. I often go jogging with my dog and I love to go to coffee with my friends. It's good to talk about this topic. Poverty is a sad thing and no one should have to suffer from it. It's just not fair that when others live a good life, for example, some people have to think about when they can eat the next time.
I'm Natalia and I'm 15 years old. I live in a small village in the Basque Country, which is a province of the north of Spain, and it is very close to France. In my free time, I love hanging out with my friends and also being with my family. I love traveling around the world, and Belgium was the last place I visited. This topic is very important because I think there are too many people struggling for the most basic human needs.
Hey, I'm Venk and I'm 17 years old too. I live in a small village near the Baltic Sea in Germany. In my free time, I love to read books and meet my friends. For me, poverty is an important topic because it affects all of us. It includes not only no food, but also no apartment, no place to sleep, no place to feel comfortable, and therefore no education and an unfulfilled life. We want to tell you a little story. Listen. All of you who are listening, please watch the video Alvin and Anna Christina, What Childhood Poverty Means in Guatemala. After watching this, you see what wonderful and good life you are living now. It's about a child like you and me. Alvin is 10 years old. Instead of going to school, he has to work in the local landfill to help his family earn money. The area in which he lives is overcrowded with garbage. Dead cows lie between the milk packs. A doctor talks about the boy. He lives with his plastic bottles. I go to the dump to collect cardboard and plastic to make money to buy beans and everything, he says. He lives with his grandmother. He doesn't have his father or mother with him. The child works looking for things in the garbage. The boy was 9 years old, and his size, weight, and height was like a child of about 3 or 4 years old. Then when we met, he had multiple abscesses on his body. We treated him here in the clinic and drained each abscess and attacked the infection with strong antibiotics. He is sick, and his grandmother is also sick. Sick of sadness. For breakfast and lunch, I only eat beans, Alvin says. He does not have a house. He has a piece of land built out of metal sheets and plastic. They live in the trash. When he grows up, he wants to be a policeman and take care of the people in his country. These experiences let us know that we have to do something for the people who live like that. We have to take action.
I totally agree with you, Venka, and this story you have just told us is heartbreaking and it helps us to understand the immensity of the problem, but perhaps there still are listeners who haven't got a clear idea of the concept of SDGs. Ona, will you help me to explain?
Global goals are meant to make the world a better place by 2030. There are 17 of them. The objectives take into account, among other things, ending poverty, climate, the economy and human equality. To make this happen, we must all work for it. This means that it is much better to pull together and have goals that include that we can all do something, no matter whether as a government, company or citizen.
In Spain, poverty has increased. It's certificated that about 2.5 million people live in severe poverty, which means that 2.5 million of Spanish people are homeless and with lack of food. They live in the streets begging for money to have something to eat and a shelter where to go back to sleep at the end of the day. In conclusion, 5.4% of Spanish people are poor, and this is one of the things that the government is trying to change. And Oona, in your country, how is the poverty?
In Finland, people are mostly satisfied with their quality of life, and poverty is not as big a problem as in many other countries. But yes, there are long food queues in Finland. In Finland, nearly 10% of families with children have a low income. Poverty is most common in single-parents families and families with many children. And Wenke, what kind of poverty is in your country?
Germany is a rich country, and yet the danger of slipping into poverty is very real. More than 1.5 million people in Germany go to aid organizations to get food at least once a day. The proportion of seniors who go to the TAFE, one of the biggest aid organizations to get food in Germany, even increased by 20% compared to the previous year. According to statistics, around 52,000 people are homeless in Germany, with a population of 83 million. For us, poverty defines itself as relative. This means that people who earn less than 60% of average income, so around 969 euros, are considered at risk of poverty. That is 16.5% for us. Nevertheless, when I visit big cities in Germany like Berlin, Hamburg or Munich, I see very often people, young and old, women and men, who beg for money or something to eat. Then I often give them some money. You should do that too. Also, there are many people who sleep on the street, and this with winter temperatures below 0 degrees. For example, we get unemployment benefits from the state for them who cannot work because of certain conditions. Do you have that too?
Yes, in Spain we also have to pay an amount of money to the social security every month.
There is also social security in Finland, the purpose of which is to provide people with sufficient livelihood and care. It is mainly financed by taxes.
In my opinion, the first thing we can do is to mobilize resources to implement policies to end poverty. It's also important to raise awareness among citizenry and spread solidarity and contribute with food, clothes and basics. We should also provide for shelters where people in need can go back at the end of the day to rest and find some comfort.
In Finland, I think the state is already doing everything to reduce poverty, but individuals certainly have room for improvement. The wealthier can give away their old clothes and donate food and money.
By 2030, ensure that all men and women, in particular the poor and the vulnerable, have equal rights to economic resources. Also, social protection systems and measures for all are important for those who haven't got the money to pay for this. I think, as you said, Natalie, non-profit aid organizations are also a good thing to improve the lives of the poor people. Like the TAFE in Germany, which distribute food that is no longer used in the economic cycle and would otherwise be destroyed to the needy. I would say, care about your fellow men, work in organizations, donate money and so on.
How you, Wenke and Natale, have helped the poor or how you would like to help?
I usually donate food like rice or pasta when the food banks ask for supplies, and I leave them in the supermarkets where they will take good care of it, and I also give them money when they beg for it in a corner. The clothes that are small for me and that are in good condition, I place them in the clothes bin, which Caritas administers, organizes and distributes among those who need it.
After talking about the topic in more detail, I want to donate more money together with my family to poor countries to help the people there, but also to regional organizations. Like Natalie, I often sort my wardrobe out, and the clothes I do not want anymore, I donate. I think that's a good opportunity to help. And what about you, Oona?
I have proved a lot of clothes recycling. In the future, I would also like to donate money to poor countries, and I would love if I could ever travel to a poor area and help them there in every way possible.
Now, the question would be, do you think this goal can be achieved?
I think it's difficult to answer that. Of course, I would like to say that in 2030, we do not have poverty anymore, but unfortunately, that is very unlikely. Of course, with our ideas to help the poor, we can go into the right direction and can help individuals. But poverty has existed for hundreds of years and will be there when we are no longer. Nevertheless, when we all, not only Germany, Finland and Spain, also the other countries and continents, will work together to help the poor, it may be possible that the number of people who are living in poverty will decrease in 2030 and never increase again.
Finally, I would like to ask our listeners if there is anything special what you would do to change the bad living conditions of some people. We think that the following quote of an 11-year-old girl is the best way to end this episode. Goodbye.
What I would like to do in the future is to change the world, to do what I can to help people, to help the poor and give them what they need. Everybody will have a stable house. Everybody will be well and nobody will be in need.